You're listening to episode number 1864 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Good morning.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
Tomorrow, of course, Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Got my turkey drop shirt on.
See, you're already dressed for tomorrow.
I'm ready. I don't even have to change clothes.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Do have to brush my teeth, though.
Well.
And put on some pants. All right. some random facts about Thanksgiving. Today, Americans eat 45 million turkeys for Thanksgiving. About 720 million pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
How does that work? 725. Wow,
know.
That means every turkey's like, I can't do the math. That TV dinners are a result of Thanksgiving? Swanson invented them when they needed to use 260 tons of leftover turkey after Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then.
I think the turkey dinners usually...
That doesn't explain the Salisbury steak.
Yeah, that does. That came later. That came later. FDR. Wow, you can thank FDR for this. FDR moved Thanksgiving 1 week earlier in 1939 and 1940 to try and stretch out the Christmas shopping season at the end of the Great Depression.
I think he should have moved it two
but
earlier.
People did not like the change, and it was moved back to the normal fourth Thursday in 1941.
So he actually put it on
the third Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah. And people didn't like it. There was an
outcry. What the heck?
There was an outcry.
No, put it back. Put it back.
Even though the first Thanksgiving feast was in 1621 and all 13 colonies celebrated, it was in 1777. It wasn't made an official holiday until 1863. In the United States.
Yeah, almost 100 years later. Yeah. Almost 100 years later.
Yeah. And the day after Thanksgiving, of course, is the busiest day for...
shopping.
Plumbers.
Oh, my. Really?
They call it Brown Friday.
Ta-da,
That's a real fact.
I never... That was full of things I never knew.
See? That's why we do this. We
my
can just...
goodness.
Mic drop. See y'all Monday.
We're done.
Time for the Who Cares News.
I can't follow all that.
I know, right?
Well, Prince Charles and Camilla's official Twitter account has turned off comments on a post about...
Wait.
Can you turn off comments?
I guess so.
Huh? Or maybe if you're royalty.
Well, if you're royalty, you could. What's going on?
They've turned off comments on a post about a charity after being flooded with vitriol.
What? Well, about the charity or what?
I guess it gave people a chance to comment.
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with the charity. They just wanted to comment.
They did?
So on Tuesday, comment section was shut down because the royal couple had been flooded with hateful comments in the wake of the latest season of The Crown.
I knew it was going to get to this. I knew it was going to get to
Modern Charles.
Time. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
So it's, you know, The Crown is based on the life of Queen Elizabeth.
Right. Right.
They've got great casting about them. They've always had great casting.
And they keep updating the characters or the actors because they get, you know, she's got older and so on and so forth.
So it's season four. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it chronicles Prince Charles's miserable marriage to Diana.
Oh, my God.
His affair with Camilla.
Yeah.
Who was also married at the time.
Yeah. Now, you think that when this all went down and for the years that kind of calmed down over the years between the two of them, that they thought, you know, we've put this behind us.
Yep.
We've put this behind us. Nobody's going to come out and like, you know, Charles is the evil doer. But no.
Hey,
Netflix.
Social media is going to come around and bite you in the ass.
Social media is the conduit, but really, it's the crown.
It's the crown.
It's the crown we have to blame. You know, the funny thing about the crown, though,
what?
It's based on her life, but they take liberty.
They do take liberty.
Like, I watched the first season, and I haven't watched since, but I need to because I really enjoyed it. But I thought that they really played the Prince Philip character way up as kind of an a-hole.
Well, there were moments, supposedly, that he was.
Yeah, but...
It didn't start off all, you know, sunshine and roses.
Yeah, you know, but she's Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
She's probably going to be the most famous person on the planet, face of the earth of the 20th century, I think.
I think you're
just
correct. And her and Prince Philip, they grew into a fantastic relationship.
And she's outlasted all of us. So, you know, there's that too. Poor Charles, man. Is he ever going to see that crown? I don't think so.
Now, we do have to remember, folks, it's just a TV show.
It's just a damn TV show. So, everybody, cool your jets.
Yeah, well, people have just been reminded, and they didn't have a chance to comment back then.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Well, they did, but nobody listened. I think that's the difference between social media today and in the days when we had none. Everybody still had an opinion. Everybody still commented, usually at Thanksgiving dinner. And that's just, you know, why Thanksgiving is what it is.
So earlier this year, Carole Baskin won control of Tiger King Joe Exotic's Oklahoma Zoo. Mm-hmm. It was for payment for a lawsuit she won against him years ago. Of course, Joe is, you know, he's currently serving time.
About 20-some-odd years.
Allegedly trying to have Carol off.
He didn't allege it. He's been convicted. So we could take the alleged word out.
Take out the alleged.
In this country, when you're convicted, by golly, you're guilty.
Yep. No longer can use the word alleged.
We don't have to use that alleged
word. Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, that's right.
So the zoo has been under the control of Joe's partner, Jeff Lowe.
Right.
So Carol finally visited her new property last week, and it was a mess.
Oh, I'll bet.
There was piles of trash and rotting meat all over the place.
I bet.
And some interesting graffiti.
Oh, probably aimed at Carol. Yeah.
And she blames Jeff, but he told TMZ that of all people, Carol should know about being accused of something without evidence.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my goodness, there's shade everywhere. Shade. After all this time, you think she would have gone before that. But she was busy dancing with the stars. And,
getting
busy.
You know, booted off of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, Halle Berry.
Well, you got that out of the way.
I thought I wanted to get that out of the way right then and there because, you know.
I'm sure she's going to hear your heartfelt. Forgotten.
Here's the deal. We tag her in everything we do. We hashtag her in the story notes for this podcast. Somewhere, some way, she's got to find out that we exist.
You?
It doesn't matter about you. That's true. Someday, she's going to have to acknowledge that we pay homage to her every day.
Someday, she's going to have to acknowledge that you pay homage to her every day. And someday, I hope she acknowledges that she needs to help me.
Well, it starts with a smaller plate tomorrow. I'm just going to say, you know, instead of that whole leg of turkey, just get a little smidge.
Do you notice my silent face?
I see your silent
my
face.
My resting bitch face looking at you.
I hear it.
You hear it?
I hear it over here on this side of the glass.
You didn't mention pie, so I guess that's a free-for-all, right?
Well, you know, it's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Holiday with the fam. We are off for the next two mornings, and we'll be back on Monday.
But
what? Well, yeah, we'll be over there on that Christmas channel.
Yes.
Because they don't give days off.
No.
How do you like that? That's kind of crazy. We go over there, we do this holly jolly thing for them, and they don't give us any holidays off.
Man.
We'll have to talk to Bud about that. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you Monday. I'll see you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.